Hello.
Yes, hi, Dorothy. It's Nastali.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. So the Tanzania replied on an email that the patient is not approved for the waiver. I'm not sure
Why?
exactly. I don't know.
Well,
That's
this
what
is the
the
bullshit. I mean, at this point, you guys should, I mean, if you can on your end, you should be filing complaints on behalf of this person. He has been at this nursing home since September. They tell me, I sat there with Miss Kim. She told me there were multiple items that needed to be sent in. We were sitting there with them in our hands. I went to Emily at the front desk. She said, it's already sent. It's already sent. I have emails dictating that these items have been received by county assistants. County assistants said they don't need them. County assistants has everything. This is the most absurd, ridiculous situation I have ever witnessed in my life. I have spoken with a multitude of people. The only thing I haven't found yet is a lawyer friend. That's it. This man's rights are being violated every single day. And it has reached the point where I can almost assure you it has cost him his ability to come home. I am just a single mom on welfare, on unemployment, with my own issues, who is not a family member of his. My life has been stolen trying to help him to not be violated. And I'm not really sure what to do past this point. I will go back to the state representatives again. I will do what I can. But this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous because frankly, and I'm not putting this on you particularly, but why is the nursing home representatives, why are the home, these Keystone representatives, every single professional along the way is doing absolutely nothing to report this to whatever entity can help him. I have personally called the Pennsylvania State of Health. I have called CARI. I've called Department of Aging. I have called every single number. I have driven to what was listed as the Department of Aging's office, which it no longer is. The ombudsman has been closed and moved to within the Department of Aging. The same guy no longer answers the number. I've left multiple messages for the ombudsman and with no reply. What the fuck is going on, guys? This is ridiculous.
Right, I understand. Look, I'm just trying to find out what really
Hey, I
you're
hear
getting
you.
at.
I hear you, but I've hit my limit at this point. You know what I mean?
I
This is
understand.
absolutely ridiculous. And there are people being paid to manage his case. He has a social worker. He has a concierge. There's an office manager. So, you know, again, like I said, I've tried calling the ombudsman. I think you guys should put in a complaint of concern somewhere if you can, because you have eyes on this too now. And you're seeing that.
When were you last in contact with the county in regards to the case?
The county itself,
Yeah.
I think,
When did you last talk to
is
them?
Tanzania from the county or is Tanzania from Keystone
Tanzania is
First? I
from
thought,
Keystone. Tanzania is from
I'm
Keystone.
not even sure. Is Kim from the county?
I don't know who Kim is.
Miss
Maybe Kim is from
Kim,
the
I
county.
really don't know. I really don't know because I only became his power of attorney a couple weeks ago. And I'm only the power of attorney. And he's not incapacitated. He is not deemed incompetent. He's not unconscious. He is making his own medical decisions. I
Right.
am an advocate. I am assisting him, sure. None of this is my charge. He
Right.
is begging to go home. He is announcing daily he is depressed. I'm witnessing all of this. I am a witness. He is telling that nursing home, everything he needs to say. And his care is abhorrent. Absolutely abhorrent there. It is abusive. He went 5 months without a sponge bath. He is not being groomed. He is in filthy bedding every single day. His nebulizers are late every single day. They don't have oxygen on his wheelchair so that he can get up and get in his wheelchair and move freely when he wants to. It's almost always on empty. There was a time where it took them over an hour to get oxygen to the wheelchair when he wanted to go to the bathroom. That's a documented incident. Does this not sound insane to you that this many things can actually be true at one time? I mean, what am I supposed to do?
All right. Look, what I'll try to do, I'll email the county if they can have like a proper update on what's going really on, because
yes.
As per Tanzania, there's nothing like she can do, because it looks like she,
yeah.
she said it's not approved. So that's really very funny. Because
well,
the
nursing home has every single document that the county has requested is right there in their office, in their computer, has been sent and can be sent again. They need to speak with Emily at Drescher Hill, I guess. And this is absolutely ridiculous. You have my email, right? You have my email, right?
I think so.
The Forever 2016?
Yeah. I took it from
Why don't you do this? Why don't you CC me and CC, hold on, now I have to, oh my God, where is my fucking folder? Let me find my folder real quick. And I will give you the admin's email to at Drescher Hill, because this is ridiculous. And Emily's email, put them all on it. Move.
Your email is forever2016@gmail.com, correct?
That's right.
Okay.
My nerves are just shot, my man. I'm not mad at you at all. I am just disgusted with this system, because this man should have been at home in September. This is absolutely unacceptable. Okay, so Stephen Quindell, Quindlen, is the administrator of Drescher Hill Rehab, where this man is. His email is Stephen, S-T-E-T, H-E-N dot Q-U-I-N-D-L-E-N at Saber Health, S-A-B-E-R health.com.
I have S-T-E-P-H-E-N. The next is Q or a dot. What is it?
It's dot. So it's Steve. It's Stephen, right? S-T as in Thomas?
Yeah.
Okay. Stephen dot Quindell. Or the fuck, it's how you say it. Q-U-I-N. D L E N.
Okay, at Saber is S-A-B-E-R.
Yep, health.com. the business office.
Homeland.com.
Mm-hmm. And then the business office manager, her email and name is Emily. Emily. Dot. Hopkins. Hopkins. At saberhealth.com. You want the social worker too?
What, from Keystone, the Tanzania?
No, this is from, nope, from Drescher.
He's currently on all of these insurances, like Saber and...
No, Saber Health, this is the short-term rehabilitation center that he is housed at currently and who is supposed to be managing his transfer home.
Mm-hmm.
They are supposed to be, they have been communicating with county, not me.
Mm-hmm.
They are communicating on his behalf.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just to just double check, I have all the emails right. So he's forever2016 at Gmail.
The next and that's with a U, right? F-U-R?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, baby. Baby girl.
And then I have Stephen, it's like Stephen dot Quinble, it's Quinblen at saberhealth.com. And then Emily, Emily dot Hopkins at saberhealth.com.
That's right.
Oh, okay, I'll send an email if anyone can give a proper status or, you know, if anything is still needed, any documents, anything. And
all I can say...
Any response?
Yeah, all I can say is that Miss Kim came in and she specifically gave a list of items that they still needed. I took it to the office. I sat there with Emily and Rachel. They said, it's already been sent. It's already been sent. And they probably didn't send it again. And that's probably what they're waiting for. And this is all a bunch of bullshit.
Okay, let's see.
I'm going back to the police. I'm going back to the senator. You know, like this is beyond time consuming for somebody who's not getting paid and has my own life. And I have to receive phone calls from that man every single day crying, telling me how much he misses me, how he wants me to come there. This is not my responsibility, and this is being pushed on me. I am not a cruel person. I cannot just ignore this man who has nobody, and I just am disgusted. I am so disgusted with my community that this is what's being done. I am flabbergasted.
I understand. Okay, let's see if we'll have some update over here because, you know, there's also, you know, what I can do is only also, and, you know.
I know. I don't know what else to say. Like, I am literally sick to my stomach every day. This is destroying my own ability to, like I am depressed at this point. This is absolutely, at this point, this is now affecting my ability to have a normal life. Every single day is a new disaster. There is never a, this should be a seamless and easy process. There is no reason for any of this to be happening the way it is. There is no reason for county assistants to be demanding the things they even are, like $0 face cards for insurance policies that were canceled 6 years ago for an 82-year-old man who has no family and is struggling. The fact that we are splitting hairs like this to avoid giving service to somebody in this desperate of need is shocking. Absolutely shocking. I am shaking. So I'm going to go again. Every day of my life should not be bombarded and stolen from me with this anxiety for this other person, there is nothing I can do. I have really exhausted every measure except getting back to the police station and trying to force them to open an investigation into the criminality of this and try to find a lawyer who would sue the hospital for allowing this to happen. I highly doubt that that will yield any positive result either. So I've exhausted what I can do.
Okay, let's see if we'll have any response, and I'll, you know, you'll see in your email as well if they respond. So
yeah,
that's all. Something will come out from this, okay?
Excellent. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.